Yesterday, the U.S. Court of Appeals rejected a request to freeze implementation of the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan while the broader lawsuit moves forward. West Virginia leads 24 other states in an effort to block implementation of the new federal guidelines that seek to reduce carbon emissions throughout the United States. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey issued a statement saying he was disappointed in the ruling, but that ultimately he still believes his arguments will prevail. Morrissey says his office will consider urging the Supreme Court to consider the case. Meanwhile, the director of the Climate and Clean Air Program at the Natural Resources Defense Council, David Doniger, is celebrating the ruling as a huge win. He said in a news release that the decision greenlights work that most states have already begun. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency's final rule was released last year and uses state-specific targets to reduce carbon emissions from power plants by 32% by 2030 from levels recorded in 2005. Oral arguments to determine the merits of the case against the EPA and their clean power plant are scheduled for June 2nd. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.